Delilah Alone, written by Jenny Nimmo and read by Bridget Forsyth.
Chapter 1. The Stranger. You'd better watch it. There was a strange cat sitting on Delilah's wall in her patch of sunshine. None of the neighborhood cats would have dared to trespass like that. Delilah glared at the stranger. Her eyes flashed an angry gold. Her wild grey fur fluffed menacingly. She wanted to hiss him away, but she was curious.
"Can't you read the signs?" said the cat.
He was the ugliest creature Delilah had ever seen. Dingy colours swirled in his coarse fur like a bowl of stew. A mongrel, if ever there was one. Delilah was descended from the household cats of the legendary Queen of Sheba. She had been gifted with strange powers. With one look, she could shrink a dog. She could even make them disappear. So why did this miserable-looking creature give her the shivers? "What signs?" she hissed.
"They've just hoovered out the car, haven't they?"
"If you mean my pews," Delilah said possessively, "what of it?"
"They're going on holiday," declared the stew cat.
"Of course, it's summer. We always go to a seaside cottage," retorted Delilah.
"Not this year," said the unpleasant stranger.
Delilah's whiskers bristled. She felt as though a freezing paw had been placed on her neck. How did this awful interloper know the pew's plans?
"They're going somewhere hot. Didn't you see the sun hat Mrs. Pew brought home the other day? Not to mention the strapless dresses she's been hanging on the line. They're off to France or Spain, I shouldn't wonder. They won't take you with them."
A low growl escaped Delilah. Of course the pews would take her. They only went on holiday to give her a break from the noise of traffic and the local riffraff. It was her holiday. She turned her back on the stranger and went indoors. Her family was arguing in the kitchen. This wasn't unusual. Delilah sat outside the door and tried to make out what was going on. The strange cat had guessed right. The pews were going to France, so they couldn't take Delilah with them because of the quarantine laws.
"How about a cattery?" Mr. Pew had just suggested.
Edward was appalled.
"A cattery? How could you, Dad?" he cried. "Delilah's special. Only ordinary cats go there."
"We could take her to Auntie Betty's," said Mrs. Pew. "She's got ever such a nice garden."
"Auntie Betty's got a dog," wailed Edward. "How do you think Delilah would feel with a great big dog sniffing round her all day?"
"I've no idea," admitted Mrs. Pew, who was secretly afraid of Delilah. She would have been very happy to sell her to the pet shop if only Edward hadn't been so ridiculously fond of her. Edward had a flash of inspiration.
"I'm going to see Annie next door. We'll sort something out. I'm not having Delilah shunted off to strangers. She'll never speak to me again."
Leaping out of the kitchen, Edward almost tripped over Delilah, who couldn't restrain a snarl of disapproval. She hated it when Edward was clumsy.
"Don't worry, Delilah," Edward said. "You won't go to a cattery, I promise you. Come and see Annie with me."
"That cat never speaks to anyone anyway," Mr. Pew mumbled when Edward had gone.
"Except to demand food," Mrs. Pew reminded him, "or a clean blanket."
Annie Watkin was grooming an exceptionally fine black cat when Edward came bounding into her garden. Tudor had been a very nervous kitten, but fostered by Delilah, he had grown into a bit of a hero. Delilah was rather proud of him.
"Help me, Annie," Edward begged. "We're going to France and I can't take Delilah. Will you look after her for me?"
"Course," said Annie, "but Mum won't let her sleep in the house."